I would like to remind you again, with a very full heart today, about all that we can learn from the reverberations of the meditation bell. That when we hear the bell, what we are hearing is a reminder that all our thoughts, all our prayers, all our intentions, all our actions reverberate throughout the world in which we live, and they particularly reverberate within the space that we call our own mind. That our choices have consequences. But the beautiful thing to know and to remember is that the choice to have thoughts, intentions, prayers, meditation, actions that are more healing, more life-giving, more restorative, that choice is always ours. And that is the choice that we will then move into. That we don't need to move forward, bringing with us long shadows from the past. We can truly bring into the next moment the tenderness and appreciation that we are generating in this moment. The compassion, the wisdom, and the joy. At this very moment, we can hear the bells in the sanctuary, reminding us that we can live from a place of sanctuary, but we don't stay there either. It is our calling and our good fortune to be living with an awareness that every place is sacred. In the sanctuary, we're reminded that we too are sacred, that our life is sacred. But as we experience the reverberations of our actions in the world, we do so with a particularly light heart, when we recognize that every moment is sacred, every opportunity is sacred, and this makes our lives so much more precious, and it also makes the spending of them, that funny phrase that we use, the spending of our lives, so much less constricted by effort and less constricted also by sorrow. This is because we can realize, and meditation really helps us to realize this, that what we are transforming when we are lucky enough to engage with spiritual questions and with our own spiritual development, what we are transforming is not who we are. You are already sacred. Your life is already precious, is already holy, is already eternal. What we are realizing is the transformation of view, that we can see who we most truly are, and that we can see who others most truly are, and that this can soften our conduct. We will take care of ourselves with much greater skill. We will also take care of others with much greater skill and with much greater trust in their destiny and in your own. One of the beautiful insights that meditation itself teaches us, that our practice of meditation, however inexpert it seems to us, one of the most exquisite and transformative gifts it brings is to notice our inclinations to cling to an old story, to cling to what we don't have, to crave what we believe another has, or sometimes to cling with anxiety even to the happiness that we have. And as we learn in meditation that we don't need to cling to every passing thought, and that thought itself changes, that mind itself changes, meditation can then teach us, can itself teach us what mindfulness is, which is to be present to each experience as it arises with a full heart and with all the wisdom that we can gather in that moment, and the appreciation and sometimes the detachment and sometimes the unconditional passion and enthusiasm that we can afford all those responses, because every one of them will change. Every one of them will give way to something else. And as we notice thoughts coming and notice thoughts going, and as the observant mind gently reminds us that we don't need to run after every single thought that waves its hand in our minds, that we can observe it, we learn something so precious about our freedom, that we are not in the grip of our thoughts or of our drives or even of our best intentions. That we actually have freedom to choose what will reverberate in this day and what will have less reverberation and less power in this day. And we can choose what is consoling what is uplifting, what is connecting, what is compassionate. And when we can't choose, when we feel completely overwhelmed, as all of us so often do, we can also bring this feeling of being overwhelmed and leave it on our meditation cushion. Whether we are there, whether we are not there, we can leave it in the place of our meditation. And we can let the reverberations of wisdom and compassion that don't belong only to us to take care, at least of some aspect of this, so that as we move forward into our day or our days, we can begin to trust that insight can arise in all sorts of unexpected ways, from unexpected sources, that in our feelings of being overwhelmed, we are not alone. That in our feelings of rejoicing, suffering, passion, detachment, we are not alone. Working in us and through us are the powers of insight and inspiration. Call them whatever you will. Really doesn't matter. Call it the collective unconscious. Call it collective consciousness. Call it angelic forces. Call it shared inspiration. All I know is that much of what I know was not just generated by my own intellect. That if we give ourselves space and opportunity, we can even begin to hear, if very faintly, the small, quiet voice of love within. And unless it is the voice of love, it is not the small, quiet voice within. When it is the voice of love, it is the small, quiet voice within. Be still, we hear in Psalm 46, verse 10. In the meditation instruction that was given to our Jewish mothers and fathers so long ago, be still, put down your busyness, put down your assumptions that the cognitive mind, however well developed, must take care of everything. Because truly it can't. Some things are bigger and some things are smaller and more delicate than the cognitive mind can really appreciate. This teaching, I believe, was divinely spoken. Be still. and know that I, the divine prompting, the divine source, am love. This is the place of your returning. Let's start with our feet. Oh, with such tenderness and gratitude, let's just have a moment of being really aware of our toes, our feet, the arches of our feet, the soles of our feet, and their exquisite power to reconnect us to the earth on which we depend. And at any moment when you feel that the ground is unsteady beneath you, metaphorically speaking, emotionally, that someone is disturbing your ground of being, please just bring your attention to the soles of your feet and let the earth and your connection with the earth restore you to yourself. Just breathe in and out of that place. And if that is your entire daily practice, it would be glorious. If that is your entire life practice, it would be glorious. There is so much truth and thanksgiving in it. Bringing your attention, your awareness, your noticing to where you are sitting, to where you are held by the chair or the cushion. Sink a little bit more deeply into that holding. And with a moment of humor, notice how easy it is to forget that we are held, even by the chair, even by the cushion. We hold so much, and sometimes we hold it up in front of our own eyes so that we can't see help coming even when it is needed. So allow yourself to breathe in and out of this moment. I am held, aware that whatever holding is taking place on the physical plane is barely a glimpse of how you are held on the plane that we call spiritual, where inspiration, consolation, and rejoicing is available to each of us, to all of us, without exception. bringing your attention now to your chest, recognizing that at least for these moments, you need not guard your chest any more than you need guard yourself against thought as their thoughts arise and fall, and you simply resist in the most effortless way, running after them. Let your chest be very relaxed, even as your spine elongates very slightly, so that the energy of meditation can move freely around your body. Aligning the top of your head with the ceiling and the sky. Bringing your attention, your awareness, your gratitude to your physical heart. Breathing into and out of, with awareness, the place of the heart. Bringing to your heart the gratitude and appreciation we rely upon the mystical heart to generate, bringing that back in a beautiful returning also to the physical heart, to the heart of your physical being. And your attention now, your awakeness now, also to the mystical heart. The eternal self, soul, spirit. Breathing into and out of that placeless place, again knowing that this is the temple of your existence. This is your source. bringing your attention now to your mind's eye, and with the great gifts of imagination, through your mind's eye, I want you to see your own face with all its story, with all its celebrations, with all its suffering, with all its hopes, with all its expectations, and with its beauty. I want you to look with unconditional acceptance at your own face. And I want you for a moment or two to celebrate your face unconditionally. And now moving your awareness so that you take in your entire being, your whole self, body, feelings, hopes, mind, greater mind, soul, spirit. All that you are, all that you have been, and all that you are becoming. And celebrate it in this moment. Celebrating your being and your interbeing with all other expressions of life. And as we move now into our time of silence, let us celebrate that truth of our interconnectedness and all its reverberations. All its precious reverberations. By remembering that the very breath to which we are paying attention is what most powerfully reminds us of our interspirituality and our interconnectedness. The breath I breathe out is the breath you breathe in, and the breath you breathe out is the breath I breathe in. At the end of our time of silence, I'll ring the gong again, very gently, to bring us back to that moment. Om Shanti.